This is Maryland Eastern Shore Basketball from sfmsports.net.
Well, Coach, an exciting fourth quarter for sure. We got the crowd into it in the final minute. A little bit short, but certainly a fine effort from the team here today.
Yeah, I thought, you know, we hung in there. We had a lot of self-inflicted wounds that caused us to not be able to run away with it, but I thought we continued to fight. And some kids came in and really helped us that hadn't been in a rotation early, and I just think that was good for us going along the way, that we're going to get some play from kids that, you know, off the bench that really came in and helped us.
Certainly off the bench. I mean, you look at the numbers, C.C. Byram didn't have a field goal until that fourth quarter, and you guys were in within single digits before she hit that three. A really balanced attack. Gil Miles leading the way with 14 points. Kasina Popovich performing well once again. Looks like she had 10 points and 8 rebounds.
Yeah. Kasina's been a pleasant surprise for us, but not much of a surprise because we expected her development to kick in, and it's nice to see her really getting an opportunity to help us.
The story of that fourth quarter was Amanda Carney coming off the bench. A couple of key offensive rebounds, a big three at steal and bucket in the final minute to cut it to one possession. Seems to be her coming out party.
Yeah, that was good for her. You know, she came to see me the other day. She was out with a concussion about 2 weeks ago, and she just got back. She was out for about 10 days, it seems like forever, and really kind of messed her up because she didn't get a chance to play in the scrimmage, to get involved early. And once we started getting involved with the rotation, she had to come in from the back end. And today, we struggled with some of our kids coming in and knocking down shots, and we feel like we can count on her to make a shot.
Last year, a 35-point loss up at Buffalo. It's a very different team that they have, but it's a different team that Eastern Shore has here, and it seems like a team that's starting to figure it out. Last two games, in it in the third quarter before the other team pulled away. They never pulled away today.
Yeah, we found a way to continue to fight back, and I'm always proud of the effort of fighting. I thought we played a little hesitant to come out on our home floor, which, you know, we can't have, and I thought they were the aggressors, particularly in the first half, and that's what we talked about at halftime. And if we stay aggressive, I think we can be a tough team. But if we're not aggressive, you know, we're going to find ourselves in holes and then looking for the shining light, the silver lining along the way. And we don't want to do that because we want to get it. And if we come out initially with an aggressive attitude and mindset, I think we'll be a lot better basketball team.
Wednesday, heading down to Richmond, playing an A-10 school in the Spiders. What do you do to maintain that aggression over the next 3 days and going into Virginia?
Well, we have to talk about it. We have to talk about it. We have to be about it. I see improvement, even on our defense, with our help side. It wasn't what we needed today, but it was some plays that we made where some kids are stepping in and picking up charges that were huge. So, you know, I think we just continue to try to get better at this point of the year and focus on the big picture. But we want to go out and try to find a way to get a win, you know, before we get out of November, because it starts getting heavier and heavier on you. And I think he's capable of doing that, and we're looking forward to getting back on the floor.
We're looking forward to ourselves, Coach. Appreciate the time, and good luck on Wednesday.
Thanks, Will. Appreciate it.